This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on HUD finally hand-slaps housing vultures. The Housing and Urban Development Department had needed a weatherman to see which way the wind was blowing, and finally, years after hurricane-level damage has been done to families and communities around the country, and amid constant calls from housing advocates, they finally put some restrictions on private equity and other investors who have vulture-shopped through the housing crisis. We've talked about this recently. Lone Star, Nation Star, and Blackstone have been the worst of the lot, and in Blackstone's case, they've emerged as the largest private landlord in the country, doing so by buying up properties on the cheap to get them off the federal books during the housing crisis of the Great Recession. The new rules are good news, but inadequate, just as all the foreclosure avoidance and modification programs have been nearly worthless. But up to now, private investors and non-bank entities have been allowed to ignore any efforts to remediate loans, so this is one of those things we have increasingly been forced to accept in the age of neoliberalism. Something is better than nothing. The new rules require, as a condition of the auction, that buyers take some steps, including reducing the value of the mortgage, in order to modify the terms sufficiently to prevent foreclosure for some of the families. This is a hand slap, though, rather than a reform. Not only is the gate being closed after more than 100,000 houses, have already been swooped up by these vultures, but it also won't take effect until the next auction in late September. The vultures could escape this poison pill by simply refusing to bid and hoping that people will take their eye off the ball, or that the political climate changes in November will give them a break. Sadly, this is a case where there's a desperate seller, the federal government, trying to offload troubled mortgages, which is why the vultures were able to gorge at bottom-feeding prices. The private investors can also do pretty much what banks have done and continue to do, which is lose the homeowner's paperwork, delay and obfuscate and whatever until the clock runs hit long, and then take the home. None of that's against the rules, and the rules are fairly toothless even for banks, since it's a program run by the foxes who are feasting on the chickens with no supervision or penalties. For example, one well-reported practice they've employed is lowering the monthly payments for 5 years and then moving the payments back to the level required in the original mortgage, which was triggering the foreclosure. But as I said earlier, it's better than nothing, and some families with homes on the chopping block might get enough of a reduction or modification allowing them to save their home, so we'll have to live with this lame placeholder until there's enough pressure to finally force a real plan. In the meantime, Wall Street and its financiers will continue to use the housing crisis they created as their own private playground and ATM. Who's to stop them? This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.